Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. This is the Weekly Pint, if I can find the button. Oh, goodness. I keep forgetting I've got to fix something with the music at the beginning. There is always something that's going wrong. If you are new to this, that's kind of the thing on this the show that is not a show. There's all kinds of stuff that should be working that sometimes doesn't or doesn't work the way it's supposed to. My dog is currently upstairs, like, barking and whining and carrying on because I'm pretty sure my entire family is sitting in the other room playing video games, and he is left out in the living room now, just getting all angry. So if you hear some kind of yelping and whining, actually, here, let's see if I can. Of course, now he's going to be quiet. I don't hear thumping. Somebody else must have heard the chaos and decided to take care of him. And by take care of him, I mean he's insane. This is it's the Weekly Pint. It's a podcast, but more importantly, it's a live show. It's an excuse for us to hang out together. It's kind of like a happy hour. So if you're listening to this later via the podcast feed, or if you're watching the video later, it's fine and we appreciate you, but you should probably tune in live next time because the interaction is what makes this what it is. Part of that interaction, because it's a happy hour, is telling me what you're drinking so that we can drink together, and I will drink something here in a second. Let's see. Here he's carrying on again. It's nonstop. There is always something in my house. Let's see. Marco is having a psychopathy. Julia is enjoying a Madtree Skygazer. Josh Julia picked up some Columbus Brewing Cryo Cold Butted Cryo Cold Double IPA for him. That's a lot of words. Columbus Brewing Cryo Cold Butted Cryo Cold Double IPA. That confuses me as a consumer. A Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News hasn't made it to the beer fridge yet. Getting there. I'm going to get there too. Actually, before we get to the beer, actually, I don't think I'm going to have a beer. That's getting ahead of us, though. I think I'm going to be drinking something else, but you know how we start the show. It's the schnappening. And I told you last week that we had a little variety pack of some schnapps that we were going to be enjoying on the show, and some of they're sitting back there. However, you'll see there's a bunch of other things sitting back there. Those things will be making it into the show periodically over the next few weeks. My wonderful family, my birthday was this last week, and my wonderful family got me a whole box of things, be it cigars and tubular meats and just all kinds of things that I love. Some of that was booze. And my wife, I love her to death, she got me a bunch of booze that she thought would be good for this show, which means some of it is, let me put it this way, the thing that we're going to drink tonight on the show. I pulled it out, and I said, I've never tried this. And she said, yeah, I didn't think so. And I said, and you know it's probably not going to be good, right? And she said, yeah, I figured. So maybe she understands this show very well. Maybe she has some kind of vendetta against me. I don't know. What will be good, or hopefully will be good, is tonight's schnappening. I have three options. But the first one is the same one we talked about before, the Orahovic that we have had on this show in the past. So we're going to just leave that one out. We're not going to do that one. That leaves me two other ones, and I'm just going to kind of blind. I can't tell which is which. And I'm going to just grab one of them. I have no idea what this is. Here, we'll put it off camera so that you can't see either. We'll put you back. All right. This is Pelinkovac. Pelinkovic. I don't know how you pronounce any of these things. Put it on the drink cam. Pelinkovac? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. It is, according to the bottle, a bitter herbal liqueur. I am also stuffed up after this weekend, so I apologize in advance for that. It is a traditional recipe. It is just traditional recipe since 1925. Again, this is from Croatia, from Darna. That's a terrible name for a distillery, but whatever. I cannot read. Jeez. I have notes somewhere, but I didn't pull them up. That means I'm going to have to squint and try to read this tiny little bottle. It says, Pelinkovac is a bitter herbal liqueur produced from the essence of the Artemisia herb. Commonly known as wormwood or pelin in Croatia. This product is based on a traditional recipe that originated in 1925. The thick amber liqueur coats and warms your mouth when consumed straight. Can also be enjoyed chilled with ice and lemon in a variety of cocktails. So basically, it's a lot of wormwood, which if you aren't familiar with wormwood, that is the stuff that makes Malort. So in my head, I'm pretty sure this is going to taste like Malort. I guess that's either fitting for this this show, or I'm going to be kicking myself later for choosing this. All right, let's get it on the drink cam. Pelinkovac, wormwood. I don't know what Kovac means in Croatian. It looks like cola, like flat cola. I'm going to guess that's not what it smells like, though. Should clear the sinuses right out. All right. Yeah. A little bit of like a reddish tint to it, I guess. When I hold it up to the light, it's interesting. It's definitely, I mean, the shape of the glass, it's bigger at top. So it gets way darker towards the top. But yeah, like a cola, like a Dr. Pepper. We'll call it Dr. Pepper because that sounds better right now. All right. See if I can smell anything. Julia says, in Croatian, Kovac means blacksmith and is a common surname. So I'm the guy that maybe started this, he was Kovac, I guess. Okay, it's not. There's definitely that familiar wormwood, Malort aroma, but not like over the top, not like wormwood, or I'm sorry, not like Malort. Smells a little more balanced, if that makes any sense. Try to get this all set up here. All right, to the schnappening. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's definitely better than Malort. There is that good, like, back of the throat tannic drying thing that you get from wormwood. But this is definitely a little more calmed down. It still keeps going, though, a lot like Malort. This is interesting. I've never tried something that was as wormwood heavy as Malort is, and this is right up there, but just a little bit more to it than that. Don't get me wrong, it's not delicious. This is not something that I'm gonna like sit around and sip on in the evenings, but I don't know, it feels kind of medicinal, so maybe it's good for me. I don't know. It does have some kind of a cough syrupy personality to it. Whatever. Bottoms up. It's interesting. In the same way that Malort is interesting. It starts and it's sweet. Maybe some of those cola things that maybe that's in my head. But then that bitter kind of smoky thing kind of rolls over it and wipes it all out. And then the bitterness just keeps building and building and building afterwards. Like now it's still there. That's something. Whoever this blacksmith was that invented this, I'm sure that in his head he was making medicine, so he was doing good work. But yeah, I tell you what, if if when my kids went to the doctor, that was prescribed to them instead of that stuff that tastes like bubble gum, I think they would be a lot more upset about ever going to the doctor. Evan says, I'm drinking a White Claw Surge with a bourbon. I'm a fraud. It's all right. We all drink weird things. I just drink God knows what. And it's not going to get any better because, like I said, my wife got me a box of things. And one of those things, I was on the fence of what was going to be the thing that I would go to today. And we're just going with the biggest, most obnoxious, probably worst tasting bottle that's back here. I was on the fence because there is one bottle, which you can see there with the green top, that I'm pretty sure is going to be delicious. I won't spoil that surprise because we'll do it on a future show. But moonshine. This is Hocking Hills Moonshine. I've seen this at the store many, many times and just never picked it up. It also looks like it's half opened. That's awesome. Great. It's fine. Everything's fine. What if they replaced it with rubbing alcohol? This is Buckeye Lightning, Ohio corn whiskey, 120 proof. Okay. All right. 120 proof. This is moonshine. I will try a little sip before I put ice in it, but I'm going to put ice in it while I drink it. This is supposed to be the drink that I'm just kind of drinking throughout the show, so I better not go completely straight with the whole thing. All right. Corn whiskey. Unaged corn whiskey, I should say. Evan says, I imagine unflavored. I assume so. Could taste like Hocking Hills, maybe. There's this really cool lightning bolt shooting down a waterfall. Could taste like waterfalls or lightning. It's Buckeye Lightning, so it could taste like Buckeyes. Any of those things are a possibility. As I'm sure you can expect and guess, it's clear. There's nothing to really look at on this. I do wish you could see up here right off camera. There is a half of a ring from a cup that is bright green. If you tuned in last week, Julia says compare it to Thunder Lull. Marco says it's flavored like Old Man's Cave. It's probably flavored like an old man. I can tell you that. All right. Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News says you're trying to die on a Monday night. Yeah, I do this for you guys. It would be a really good podcast if I just, like, keeled over. All right, let's see. All right. Okay. It's not as, like, gasoline as I was expecting. It's corn whiskey. There's definitely some kind of rubbing alcohol notes, but Julia says only if someone uploads it after you die. It's live. If I die, it's just there. You don't have to upload. It'll just keep streaming until, like, at some point my wife comes down here and finds me in the middle of the podcast studio. All right. Yeah, the more it kind of opens up, there's definitely a little bit more rubbing alcohol. But all right, let's see what this tastes like. Oh, yeah, it's hot. All right, tastes like burning. It tastes like a little bit of corn. It's not bad. So I'm one of the weird people that actually enjoys unaged corn whiskey. But I don't want to sit and, like, really sip it. I want, like, a drop on my tongue and kind of let that flavor kind of hang out there. With that being said, this is not as bad as the terrible label would make you think it's going to be. I don't know what I would do with this. It tastes like burning. It does. It tastes like burning and corn. I mean, you could just dump it in anything, I guess. You looking for something to put with your Mountain Dew? Put some of this in there. If you think your Dr. Pepper is a little too boring, Buckeye Lightning, that'll do it. I'm going to put some ice in it and drink it that way. And then I do have a liquid death tea sitting right there that may make an addition at some point. With all my ice is now fused together. All right, when drinking 120 proof moonshine, I encourage lots of ice. It's the responsible thing to do. However, we will get a nice healthier pour. There we go. That'll make Buckeye Lightning proud. Do you think that, like, I'm assuming that whoever makes this, and I don't know the answer to that. I don't know Hocking Hills Moonshine. I don't know anything about them. In Logan, Ohio, yeah, I don't know anything. I assume that they just make lots of different kinds of moonshine. If they're still around, this could have been sitting on a shelf for a decade. And I assume that this is just their thing, is moonshine. You see a lot of that, like, in Gatlinburg and around in Tennessee. Hocking Hills makes sense to have a moonshine distillery. But do you think that the people that make this just sit around drinking it? Or do you think that they have some kind of, you know, apple pie, and the flavors like that, that's what they drink? Or do you think they just go and crush beers and don't drink their moonshine at all? I don't know. I just don't know. But we're going to sip on it. We're going to, we'll work our way through. This summer, I will be taking a trip down to Gatlinburg, so you can bet that I will be consuming lots of moonshine. So maybe this is just me warming up the liver for moonshining. I don't know. Marco says the label is all kinds of mid. It is definitely mid. But it really is not bad for what the label looks like. It's I would say for what the label looks like, it's good. It's not the best high proof unaged corn whiskey that I've ever had, but it's definitely not the worst. I've had some really bad stuff before, and this is not really bad. let's go ahead and jump into things. I have just a couple things that I want to cover tonight. Oh, Julia's doing the research. They have 7 flavors. They have one called Original Flavor and one called Buckeye Thunder. So this is, okay, this is not original. Now I have more questions. All right, we're going to look this up. Hocking Hills Moonshine. What is the difference between all of these flavors? All right, Hocking Hills Moonshine. Oh, they open at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Get in the truck. Oh, their website's just as good. Excellent. So two brothers started this place in 2015. They decided to turn back the clock to the Prohibition era and produce corn liquor, just like the bootleggers did. All right, the original recipe was 90 proof. This is the new 120 proof Buckeye Lightning. It'll curl your toes. The lightning will strike. Okay, they do have a bourbon now. They have, and I don't know when this was updated, but they have a bourbon that was aged for 2 years in white oak barrels. You will not be disappointed. I actually bet it's pretty good. They have a little museum on site. That's pretty cool. Art of Moonshine. Okay. Oh, yeah. So the pictures from their bar show the Ohio Moonshine, which I guess is the 90 proof, sitting next to a couple Monin syrups. Okay. And then a Gosling's ginger beer. Okay. So that tells me a little more how you're supposed to drink it. Sorry, had to sneeze. Our flavors. There we go. They have a blackberry, which is 45 proof. Oh, they have a granny apple. Okay. Peach tea. Buckeye Lightning. That's this one here. Raspberry, the original recipe. That's 90 proof. And then Buckeye Thunder, which I don't know what that is. It looks wintry. Maybe it's like our Thunder 101. Got some kind of mint in it. I don't know. Doesn't really tell me much. I'm sure that there are other flavors that we can get around here. Okay. Evan says the sneeze and a cough absolutely isn't moonshine induced. No. The moonshine will fix it, actually. Mm-hmm. Water down a little bit is definitely what it needed. It's still hot. There is still some heat. It's not bad though. Yeah, let's hit it with some tea. The not sponsored. This show is not sponsored at all, for the record. This is Liquid Death Green Guillotine. It's green tea, agave, and vitamins. Whatever kind of vitamins that is. And it's going to get the Buckeye Lightning treatment. That'll probably taste a little better. All right, let's see what that tastes like. Mm-hmm. Yep, there we go. That's a proper drink. Okay. Julia says on the Facebook page, it looks like you can get flights of the moonshine. Of course. All right. The first thing I wanted to dive into tonight, I got in trouble. Trouble is I got chewed out on social media the other day, which is always fun for me. I always like when I make somebody mad enough to chew me out on the internet. This one. So there was a post that I stumbled across, which now I need to look up the account. It's Mally Eats, maybe. Yeah, Mally Eats, Mally.eats. She made this post, which, let me see if I can figure out how to do this. That's not showing anything, which means we need to change this. Well, we'll do this for a second, and then we'll do this like that. There we go. This was the post. It's kind of hard to read on the screen, and there's a lot going on here. She says, I have something really brave to say. Now, first, like, I don't agree that it's like that brave, but okay, whatever. We're not going to get into that. As a consumer and as someone who works in the industry. She then goes on to say, I am so tired of seeing restaurants using AI images to promote their food and beverages. I understand not every small business can afford photographers, but the ChatGPT generated pics are not the way to do it. The same phone you're using to generate these fake images will take some really good pics of your real products. And then she goes on to say environmental impacts of AI, which is a whole different argument. And then she goes down at the bottom and says, it's disingenuous. It's false advertisement. Stop doing it. Now, this was not something I'd put a lot of thought into before. Now, I've definitely thought a lot about AI, and I love AI. As you guys are familiar with this show, I use AI a whole bunch for lots of different things. I do it for the artwork on every single episode of this show. We've met the AI producer, David. Producer David is completely created by AI. So there are a lot of like fun things that I use it for, and that's not even scratching the surface for things in my professional life that I use AI for. Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News says no more Dick's sponsorship, not right now. So five episodes was the previous sponsorship. Meant to contact them this week and chat about it, but it's been a week. We'll put it that way. But no, not sponsored by Dick's this week. So I hadn't put a lot of thought in, I mean, I've definitely thought about it a little bit, and especially with some of my clients, there's been some days where I'm like, you know what? I really need a picture of a beer that is, I don't know, sitting out on the patio in a snowstorm is an example. And if I don't have that shot already, it is very tempting sometimes to just have AI create that shot. I will not go that far with my AI. I may take a previous shot of a beer sitting on the patio. And maybe I'll add some snow into it. I have done some things like that before. But we're just talking about beers. When we start talking about restaurants, if one of my food clients sent me a message tomorrow and said, hey, we just decided that we are going to offer up a fried bologna sandwich tomorrow. Like, we've got, you know, this is, we thought it'd be fun. Can you post about it? Yes, like, of course I can post about it, but I cannot morally take and have ChatGPT or any kind of AI platform just create the image. Sorry, I need to blow my nose and do not have any tissues. Hang on, guys. Paper towels. Perfect way to blow your nose. Note to self, add tissues to the studio. All right. So when she posted this, it really got me thinking about this idea, specifically of restaurants. Restaurants posting pictures that are AI generated of their product. So I reposted her post and kind of commented that I thought she was making a pretty good point here and something that I hadn't thought about. Within about 30 seconds, it was a little longer than that, but it felt like 30 seconds after that, I got a message from a bar that I've never been in before. I knew a little bit about, but not a lot. And they send me a message basically telling me that I'm a terrible person, that I do not support small businesses because they can't always afford the time or the money to take proper pictures of their things. I responded with, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know you. I don't know what you do. I was not calling you out at all. And then I kind of explained. And this bar then went on to say that I guess Mally, when she originally posted this, later on in a different story, she did not call them out specifically. She used them as an example and blacked kind of their account name off on the example. And that made them very mad, and they decided that that I was harming them. I asked for some clarification, and they said that. Sorry, I just noticed that is not working. That's Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery who says, you do not support small businesses. Have they met you? No, they haven't. That's look, I don't want to like pretend like I'm like this incredible person that is running around doing nothing but supporting small businesses. But yes. So she then went on to say that if I really believed in anything, I would offer my services for free to 5 local businesses, and she could make a list of places that I could help instead of telling people not to use AI, which, again, I find very funny considering how much essentially free work that I do currently and I have done for the last decade for small businesses. But, yeah, she was really mad about it, and I am still kind of confused, still kind of flabbergasted that the solution for something, if I had like called them out specifically, I would kind of understand, but I did not know that they had been used as an example somewhere until she sent me this message. And now the only thing I know about their business is that she's kind of crazy. kind of absolutely crazy. That's the only thing I know, which makes me a little bit more excited to go visit this this bar at some point. And maybe that'll be coming here in the near future. Just a little update on that side of things. So social media is weird. People get really, really upset about things that maybe we shouldn't get as upset about. Maybe not to tell people how to feel, obviously, but maybe you should not get that upset about it. So that's that. I want to move on here because I have been neglecting for several weeks label approvals. I got a whole bunch of label approvals we should get through. Some of these are not going to be super exciting because they're not that new. So the last time I did this was about a month ago in February. So some of these are a little old. Some of them are on shelves. Some of them have already been on shelves and are just getting little updates or whatnot, just to prepare you. So we'll kind of move quickly through some of those, but there is some good stuff in here that I really want to make sure that that you guys see. Let's see. All right, let's kick it off with Dexter. This is, so if you're familiar with Brain Brew, Brain Brew is a distillery out of Newtown. They have this technology that they patented for kind of quick aging and almost like customized spirits. So you can take different base spirits and mix them together into whatever you want it to taste like. They also make their own spirits that are finished in some neat things. So like this Dexter here, this is a straight bourbon whiskey that is finished in Madeira and port staves. And they are from the 1800s, these Madeira and port staves that it's aged in. I've never tried it, but I bet it's pretty freaking delicious. And there's a whole bunch of stuff on the back about it, about the name. Okay, Cincinnati Distilling never ceases to entertain me and surprise me with things. The Gulf of America. This is Gulf of America Small Batch Bourbon Whiskey. I should put the disclaimer out every single week. This is not a guarantee that any of these products exist, will exist, or have any will ever appear on shelves. But they have approval to release them if they should choose to. All right, let's get into this. Let's read the label here. I've not really dug into this. Gulf of America bourbon is crafted under the vast star-spangled skies and aged in barrels forged from the heartwood of ancient American oaks. This bourbon is not just a drink, it's a testament to the American dream. Whether you're toasting to new beginnings, celebrating historic victories, or simply enjoying freedom, this bourbon is your companion, your legacy, your piece of the American dream. God, I need like a bald eagle and fireworks and a musket right now. I'm fine with it. The whole Gulf of America thing is humorous. I have a sneaking suspicion that if this product is released, this is gonna fire up a whole bunch of people. yeah. Look, this is an interesting product. Let's just put it that way. A very, very interesting product. Again, no guarantee that this will ever actually, number one, see a wide release or see a release at all. This could be like a small batch of something just for a group. Who knows? Who knows? This one here, also from Cincinnati Distilling, Catherine Waldschmidt, Special Reserve Bourbon Whiskey. They do a lot of these kind of smaller batch releases. I'm sure it's delicious. Everything I've had from kind of the smaller batch series has been great. This is interesting. Okay, we have a new line of different spirits from Cincinnati Distilling. So Cooper Island has been their rum brand. Not that Cooper Island is going away. I don't anticipate that's the case, but this is a different line of rum called Amperage Rum. And we'll get to Amperage. Amperage is almost a separate brand, I guess. I don't know anything else about it other than it's branded under Cincinnati Distilling. Amperage Rum, and we have Amperage Vodka, and then see if you can guess what's next, Amperage Gin. I don't know anything about it. I will be digging in every opportunity I can to find you more information about these. Moving on. 50 West. I need to get, you guys don't care. 50 West. So 50 West released their vodka seltzers. It's been a while since they started making these, but we're now seeing the labels come through, which to me means they're probably going to start sending them out on the store shelves, which is interesting. It seems like a lot of people are kind of abandoning their seltzer brands, and 50 West is leaning into it. Sunflower, their THC seltzers are doing amazing, so maybe they're hoping to kind of get some of that momentum coming off of that. I've not tried any of these yet, but at some point I will. We got blackberry, pineapple, peach, watermelon. Nothing too crazy here, but Impact Beverages, you guys remember them. They former Taft's Brewing Company. Now they have shifted into complete co-packing, not even brewing. These are just mixed in a tank. Mom Water, I don't know how many people have heard of Mom Water or tried it. I've never tried any of them. They're not carbonated, but they are kind of, they're non-carbonated boozy water, I guess. And there's a bunch of them here. We got cranberry lime. They're out of order. This is another product that is coming through Impact. Good Boy Vodka. I'm assuming that this is carbonated. Oh, no, this is not carbonated either. Same idea. It's interesting. Tropical Lemonade. Good Boy Huckleberry Lemonade. Good Boy Strawberry Lemonade. Good Boy Pink Lemonade. Back to the Mom Water. Karen, this is a lemon blueberry. They all have like names of women. That's it. Louise. Josh said he had the new Gavel Banger. It was very good. Marco said he bought some, but it was the old stuff. The old stuff is not that old. let's see. Louise, citrus cucumber. Oh, that sounds pretty good. I could drink that. Blueberry peach. Blackberry lime, passion fruit. This is just not that exciting to me. Just different flavors. Coconut mango, strawberry kiwi, pineapple orange, apple melon. All right, here's a good one. This is done in collaboration with a local bourbon group. So I don't know how much of this we'll actually see. But this is a small batch Kentucky 8-year-old straight bourbon whiskey released by Carrickin. So sourced whiskey, I'm assuming they probably aged it a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if they aged it in house for a little while before they released it. No idea how that works. I believe that this is the first new barrel aged thing we've seen in a while from them. That's interesting. This is a new one from Mad Tree. It's called Psychopathy. Looks like it's an IPA. If you're not familiar with Mad Tree, they're a little brewery over in Blue Ash. Blue Ash. And then they have this other little tap room over in Oakley and one in OTR. You should check them out sometime. More Mad Tree. Happy Amber. They've got their medal on it. Some Sway. This is the Blackberry Hibiscus. We've seen this one. This is the Orange and Blue. All right, here's a good one. This is from Northern Row, the Northern Liberties Whiskey Company. So a separate brand for their bourbon. This is batch one, age 6 years, bottled in bond, 100 proof. I have not tried their bourbon yet, and I am just chomping at the bit to get a hold of some. So I'm excited to see this label come through. I'm torn on the addition of another brand. I get it, and I love the brand. Northern Liberties is great. I actually think I like Northern Liberties Whiskey Company way better than Five Stories. Five Stories is a good brand, but I like this a lot. And then there's a couple other labels that come along with this. I'm guessing that this little pencil drawing is kind of in the back of the bottle, maybe. And then this is obviously the back. It says, always on the fringe, testing boundaries, chasing something just out of reach. That's the story of the Northern Liberties, our beloved Cincinnati neighborhood, once beyond the city's grasp, a place where those with vision and vice carve their own path. Maybe it's daring, maybe it's adventure, maybe it's just the need to keep moving forward. We can't say we found exactly what drives us, but along the way, we've made some damn good whiskey. Each batch a little different than the last. So, fellow sojourner, take a moment, take the liberty. It's been a long road. Enjoy some whiskey. Distilled from grain. Yeah, I need this. I need this in my life. I need it behind my bar. Cincy Rains, Cincy Light, Rheingeist, another collaboration. We knew that this was coming. They've been kind of testing some stuff in the tap room, and this is Cincy Light Lime. I'm definitely torn on this. I don't like that it's not the red and black. I get it. Lime should be green, but I don't know, maybe red and black with just a couple like bright green limes thrown around. That might look too Christmassy. I don't know. I've not tried this, but I'll try it. Hang on. Speaking of trying things. That's not bad that way. Keep your eyes peeled for this. This is a 16-ounce can. I'm assuming we'll probably see it in 12-ounce cans too. Just an assumption. Wowie. We might have even hit this one last time. Sometimes labels come through twice with some little changes or whatnot on them. It's back. Although they're not saying this is not a cider, which it always used to be a cider, I believe. Sam Adams has a couple here. Fresh Pops. Strawberry Vanilla Shortcake. Fresh Pops. Yep, okay. Ale brewed with lactose, aged on vanilla beans and strawberry puree. That's probably pretty good. I know this one is good. I've had this one a few times. The Orange Creepsicle Fresh Pops. Some street side stuff. This is a collaboration. Comparison is the Thief of Joy West Coast Style Pilsner with Peacherine. Is that a hop? Peacherine? It's a good name for a hop, I guess, as long as it tastes like peaches and tangerine. And Mochuica. Let's see what it says. We brought in not one, but two of our great friends for this collaboration. Brewed with the homies at Forbidden Root and Gugman House Brewing Company. This West Coast-style Pilsner is hopped generously with delicious peacherine and delectable Mochuica. Lager malt from Crisp Malting imparts a well-balanced bread crust note to stand up on our hop bill. Lager is sure to please hopheads and lager fans alike. I will be the judge of that. Julia says that peacherine is a peach nectarine hybrid fruit. So is this actually fruited? Because never mind, I don't want fruit. Ernst, this is not a new beer from them. They're Hefeweizen. I love that Streetside is managing, especially in the last couple years, to start to filter in some more of these traditional styles alongside of the other stuff. I think it's great. I think that the beers that they're brewing are delicious, and I hope that it helps some of the people that are just seeking out the trendy beers can sometimes lean into some of the other things and kind of fall either back in love or fall in love for the first time with a beer style that is a little more traditional. It's just my opinion. Alpha, this is an OG beer from them. It's been around forever. Alpha IPA is our house IPA that has been around since our home brewing days. Brewed with Eldorado and Citra. Just a straight up IPA. Foot Fault. I'm assuming this is some kind of a pickleball reference, just judging by the artwork. Another collaboration. West Coast IPA. I'm all about that. Urban Artifact. Urban has... Urban's got lots of stuff coming here. And some of these are small batch beers. And actually, most of them, I think, are going to be small batch beers. For their the 10th birthday edition. Is it really 10 years for them? Is that right? That's crazy. So April for the Small Batch Society. Paperweight. Orange Smoothie. Look at the little rock guy holding his orange. I love their artwork. We have Golden Gadget with golden raspberries. I don't love the golden raspberries so far. I'm not a huge fan. Blackberry, I'm all about it. But golden raspberries, yeah. Cherry's Jubilee, yes. Give me this all day long. I love cherry and beers. And I remember this beer, and I remember it being great. So all about it. I'm also all about this one, Giggle Mug. This is a tiki beach Midwest fruit tart. So it's got grapefruit, passion fruit, honey, nutmeg, cinnamon, vanilla bean. So tiki cocktail inspired Midwest fruit tart. Yes, 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 yes. All day long. I need this. I need it. I will drink it heavily. Yes. Skipjack. This was a small batch society. It's now made its way into the rare Midwest fruit tarts. 10% ABV. Prickly pear. It was a great beer. In fact, I still might have one can tucked away somewhere. This is another small batch one. Black raspberry, black walnut, and maple syrup. Yep, that sounds good too. I need all this in my life. And then we've got a Great American Beer Festival winning beer. This is the Viator Obscura triple chocolate version. It only makes sense that we kick out some labels for it and get this out into people's hands. Big deal for them to win this this medal this year. So Wandering Monsters, stay tuned for that one. That's it. That's all the label approvals I've got for you. Some really, really good stuff, some fun things. Stay tuned for all of that. This week, no Brewcast, but I did post a YouTube video, which hopefully you guys are proud of me for that. Hopefully I will have more YouTube videos coming in the near future. I have lots of things that I would like to taste with you, lots of stories that I would like to tell. Podcasts are going to be few and far between right now. If you haven't been watching on my social media, I do not have a car right now. My car is still in pieces because I just cannot get it fixed. I worked like all day long on Sunday and just kept uncovering more things that are wrong with it. My schedule is just absolutely insane until I can get that taken care of. Definitely no podcast this week, and that probably means no podcast next week too. But there are more coming, and there's definitely some discussions and some scheduling that's being shifted around and stuff to make that happen. Julia and Josh both say that they, excited for the Bruckman stuff. Looks like some good progress on the tunnels. Yes, there's been some great progress on the tunnels. There's also been some setbacks, which, my next video will probably dive into a little bit. My next Bruckman video, I should say, will dive into a little bit. I am still pretty confident that they'll be ready when they expect them to be ready. Gotta figure out a couple little things, but, the stairs are progressing perfectly. In the video that I posted, they were in the middle of rebuilding like the platform right when you walk into the stairs. That's all done now. The last thing that they did the other day was cut out the very bottom of the stairs. They're going to rebuild that and then start working their way up. So I think that'll go pretty quick. This just water. Water is the biggest issue. There is so much water coming into those tunnels from different places. And so you just kind of have to identify each spot one at a time, fix them, and hopefully get it so that there's not as much water coming in. But it's pretty incredible to see. I haven't really kind of done anything video-wise to kind of show this whole complex and what it really consists of. But you've got like 5-ish different brewery buildings, all there, and in good shape. The original farmhouse is there. You have pretty extensive lagering tunnels, multi-level kind of lagering tunnels. Some of them, there's one of the buildings that I have not been in, and as far as I know, nobody from the trail have been in there. And part of the tunnels are kind of bricked off, so there are more tunnels that go under that building that they don't have access to. Really, really cool stuff, though. Julia says, I drive by occasionally on my way home from work and always am tempted to just drop in, literally, if the stairs aren't done yet. the tunnels are locked up when there aren't people there working on them. You can't just drop in. So, and I'm assuming there's probably some vicious guard dogs or something that guard everything. I've been doing a ton of research kind of on Bruckman and the history of Bruckman, and I did kind of mention it in this last video that there was a winery that was down there at one time, and I've been doing a bunch of research about this winery, trying to understand what exactly they were doing. It was open in the 70s, so I'm pretty sure there has to be some pictures in existence of this winery that was down here in these tunnels, and I would love to get my hands on some of those. So if anybody listens to this and knows somebody that has pictures of the winery that was down there, Fountain Cellar Winery, let me know. Or there was another, so when that winery closed, somebody bought all of the equipment and moved it all over to the Mockbee building. If anybody drives around downtown, you know the building I'm talking about. And, there was a winery in those tunnels under there for a while. I would love that too. Josh says, do you ever see a possibility of a beer fest down there? I think that'd be cool. License would be a little bit tough to try to serve beer like that down there. I think that'd be really cool though. There's lots of fun stuff, happening around in Cincinnati, but I don't know. We just got to get the water out first. I say we loosely. They have to get the water out first. That's step one. Get people in for tours so you can start seeing what the space is. There are tons of great tunnels in this city, and this one is definitely unique out of all of them that I've ever been in. So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for definitely a few more kind of shorter videos that kind of document this process before we get to... I'm going to guess this summer is when you'll see kind of the bigger video. This is all building up to like a big kind of long form video about this whole process. They're calling it a documentary. The term documentary freaks me out, so I'm just calling it a longer video just to not freak myself out. But it's going to be a big video. Like the amount of footage that I have right now of this project is insane. It is definitely the biggest video project that I think I've ever, it's definitely the biggest video project that I've ever shot. So wading through all of that footage and kind of piecing the story together. I know what the story is, but getting all of the puzzle pieces to fall into place is going to be a pretty big undertaking. So stay tuned for that. That'll be coming this summer, and lots of other fun stuff. So, if you did not catch my, I did a old school beer review, I guess, where I tasted Mad Tree's Sequoia's Gift. Sorry, I'll have to wipe my nose in the middle of a live stream. But if you didn't catch that, if you're not a Nomi, that posts, I think I scheduled it to post tomorrow. I was going to try to sit on it later, but I got too excited and wanted to post it. That's coming this week. Hopefully I will have a post about Alara. We had a really great dinner the other night at Alara and drank a bunch of cocktails. That should be posting this week sometime. I think I'm going to try to get a post done about the upcoming Pomona's Abundance event that is at Urban Artifact. I don't know when that'll be up, but hopefully that'll be done soon. I feel like there's two other posts that I'm working on that are hopefully going to be done soon. And then I've got this whole list of these big posts that I just every few days I kind of plunk away a little more at it. I've got a couple of like big long-term projects that every day I just kind of plunk a little bit away at and just keep scraping just minimal amounts off of it. Just little things here and there. So fun stuff coming though. With that, I'm going to wrap it up and, go drink the rest of this moonshine and get some sleep and, hopefully figure out, my schedule for the next couple weeks. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me. I really, really love these Monday shows. I hope that you guys get as much joy and pleasure out of them as I do. If you know anybody that you think would enjoy this, tell them to jump on. Tell them to jump on the live stream every Monday night around 9:30-ish because sometimes life takes over. But we try around 9:30 every week. If you like this or any of the stuff that I do, you can go to thegnarlygnome.com/support, and there is now a free tier on there you can sign up for. However, if you really like what I do, you can sign up for one of the paid tiers, and that helps a lot. I know I've promised 100 times, but swag is coming. We've got sticker packs and then kind of a surprise thing, too, that I've been kind of trying to figure out. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. I promise I'm working on it. It just keeps getting bumped by the chaos of life. I don't have a furnace right now. Yeah, I didn't even say that. I didn't even mention that part. So not only is the car grumpy, our furnace went out. One of the motors went bad and I got to get a new one. I don't think it's a bad fix, but it just, again, keeps getting bumped because I'm trying to fix other things. It's just always like this big list of things that just need done, you know? Marco says, are we doing an after show? Not this week. I'm going to do after shows like once a month or so. I don't know. Maybe like the first show of every month I'll do an after show. That sounds like a good way to remember it. But not this week, especially with this congestion that I'm dealing with. But yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for hanging out. Tell all your friends. It's a good time. Right? They'll enjoy it. We'll see you guys later. Bookmark it now in your calendar. Do you bookmark a calendar? Mark it in your calendar. Whatever. It's a repeat event. We'll see you guys. One of these weeks, I'll actually have to drink a beer on this show again instead of moonshine. How did I become this?